Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, will you listen with me to what David says in Psalm 32, verse 8 and 9? David testifies there, God saying to his people, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding. David wrote Psalm 32 after experiencing God's forgiving grace and mercy following his deep fall into sin. David found not only God's forgiveness of his sins, but the promise of God to lead him onward in his ways of grace and truth. Oh, to be under God's tender care and gracious leading in all our lives, step by step, day by day. That is what David speaks of now in our text, Psalm 32, verse 8 and 9. We will consider especially the phrase where God says, I will guide you with mine eye. Our theme is most loving counsel from God. We will look first at the warm-hearted promise here, then secondly at the important warning here, and lastly at the noteworthy encouragement here. I will guide thee with mine eye. This is what God says through David, writing to the covenant people of God, each one. Look who God is for his people, not only in forgiving us our sins and sinfulness, but coming alongside of us to guide and guard us in his ways. I will guide you with mine eye. That is God's warm-hearted promise here. I will guide thee, that is, lead you individually and together, and shepherd and instruct you and teach you and direct you, not in wrong ways, but in good ways, in the way that you should go, the way of grace and truth, the way of godliness and goodness. My instruction won't just be abstract and as one removed from you, but I personally, says the Lord to his people, will guide you and lead you in the way of fullness of life here and now on earth and everlasting life hereafter. Yes, and I will guide you with mine eye, says the Lord. What does that mean, do you think, when he says, with mine eye? In brief, it means with all his care and love. God is saying here to his people, I will guide you most tenderly so, and wisely so, and steadfastly so. Think here of a mom instructing a babysitter watching over her young children when going maybe to a park or to the mall. A mom or dad too will instruct the babysitter, just don't take your eyes off the little ones. In other words, be watching over those children for their protection and good every minute. We sometimes talk too of a young man liking a girl, and we say then, he has got his eye on her. You can tell. Or the other way around, she's got her eye on him. You can't help but notice that. Sometimes others can see it even before the person himself or herself realizes it. Let me give you some other references here that prove when God guides us by his eye, when he says that, it means with his special care and love, leading us in the way we should go. In Deuteronomy 11, verse 12, God is speaking of the promised land of Canaan. And we read there in verse 12, God saying, it's a land for which the Lord thy God cares for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year, even unto the end of the year. You see, his eyes on the land tell of his special care for the land. Then, turning to 1 Kings 8, verse 29, we read there when King Solomon is dedicating the new temple just built He asks in verse 29, O Lord, that thine eyes may be open toward this house, night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there, that thou mayest hear the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. Again, you see, asking for God's eyes to be opened toward the temple and where his name is asking for God's special care and ministry there. And then listen yet to Psalm 33, verse 18 and 19. There we read, Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Clearly, all these verses bring out how good and how special when God will guide us with his eye. What a promise for good from God over all this is for us and our children, if he may guide us with his eye. Oh, this is the gospel truth for all who turn from sin and trust in him. As we learn, too, from Psalm 121, he will guide thee through dangers all, will not suffer thee to fall. He who safe his people keeps, slumbers not, and never sleeps. When you consider, too, how God's guidance is in regards to our whole life and in view of our greatest needs in life and death, isn't this a very special word indeed? God triune promises for all who trust and follow him ultimate, almighty, gracious deliverance from sin, from Satan, death, and hell. And instead, he promises to give us forgiveness and salvation, rich and free, and an eternal home with him. Indeed, the triune God promises complete redemption for body and soul, and his care for now and forevermore for all who repent of sin and trust and follow him. Do you not find this most encouraging then? Maybe you look up against the future, seeing all kinds of challenges and dangers from within you and around you. You see the near and distant future, perhaps, as an overwhelming mountain, or maybe as a staircase in a house, and you wonder how you will ever make it through and up to the top. But that reminds me of a story of a Christian dad who organized a loving game with his children. He said to his children one night, I am going to stand on the top of the stairs, at the very top, and you stay on the bottom. Now when I am up at the top, you all have to find a way to get up to the top of the stairs where I am, without touching any of the stairs, nor touching the railing even. You must get to the top without touching any of the stairs, nor touching the railing. At first the children said from the bottom, one after the other, That's impossible, Dad. How can we get up to where you are without touching the stairs or the railing? It just can't be done. But then, all of a sudden, one of the children got an idea. I know, Dad, she said. You come down here. And so the dad came down. And bend over, she said, while I get on your back. Okay, now climb the stairs. You see? The child understood the way to make it to the top of the stairs without touching the steps or the railing. The dad then explained further to the children how it is impossible for us to get right with God on our own and to live rightly and victoriously to God's praise on our own, to go right ways and not wrong ways. But when we trust Christ and we follow his leading and let ourselves be guided by his eye and carried along by him and his word, by his loving counsel, through his word and spirit, step by step, yes, and day by day, oh, then we will be blessed and be a blessing, and we will make it up to heaven. That's the good news of the gospel, isn't it, dear friends? Yes, this is God's warm-hearted promise, given now also to us. Not only does the Lord forgive his people their sins when we fail, but he guides and leads us with his eye all through life's brief journey to our eternal home. David speaks to the covenant community of his day, so full of overflowing gratitude and praise to his God for all his forgiving love and care. And David, and God through David here, will make known what a gracious, glorious, faithful, caring Savior God and covenant-keeping God, the Lord, truly is. I will guide you with mine eye, the Lord says, to believers and their seed, and it is a promise rich beyond measure. We should think too here about the cost of this promise, what it involved from God's side. Do you know what it involved? It involved God sending his own Son, indeed, to come down from heaven to be the Savior of sinners. In his salvation work, Jesus carried upon himself the sins of all his people, and he paid the full punishment for those sins. All of them. The Father's loving eye was removed from his own dear Son, especially when hanging on the cross as sin-bearer, that now and forevermore his eye might be upon his people, as many as repent of sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, by his salvation work, as sent by the Father and anointed by the Holy Spirit, he did what was impossible with ourselves. He, as Savior of sinners, made a way that sinners like us may be reconciled to God again. You can say Jesus made a ladder or a highway or a staircase, if you will, that leads right up into heaven now. It couldn't be built and opened without Jesus shedding his blood and giving his life as the once-for-all perfect sacrifice for sin before God. But Jesus paid it all. When God says in our text, I will guide you with mine eye, oh, that is something so undeserved by us. And David understood something of this. But it is something still now freely granted to us in and through Christ, the Savior of sinners. Are you trusting this Christ as only Savior and Lord? Dear friends, that surely is the call of the gospel. Are you listening to God's voice by his word and spirit? I will guide you with mine eye. Do you see this with me as such a warm-hearted, powerful promise indeed being given us here? Will you latch onto it as we fast move on into the future to our last day here on earth? Our last day is so unknown and can come so unexpected, perhaps even this year. Will you live and die in the Lord or not so? What a way to move forward as David did by God's grace. What can compare with knowing God is watching over me? God guiding me and leading me by his fatherly hand and under his gracious eye in all my ways and needs and cares and challenges, come what may? Must we not say this is the only way truly to move forward positively and hopefully, when trusting this word of God for his people? Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you shall go. I will guide you with mine eye. Are we not all called ever to look to the Lord and to follow his guidance and his leading as given to us in his holy word? Is this what you are doing too and hope to do every day forward in your life, God helping you again and again? What a blessing when that is so. And the younger this begins in our life, the better. But what if this is not true about you? What if as younger person or as older person, still you are not truly seeking and serving the Lord? Or maybe as a confessing Christian, you think and persuade yourself often, oh, I don't need to follow God's word all that closely all the time. No, I can go mine own way from time to time and still manage all right. Oh, sometimes even as long-time Christians, we can be so foolish, going our own sinful ways rather than only always God's ways. David made the same mistake. And that brings me now to our second point in connection with our text. For with the warm-hearted promise, I will guide you with mine eye, there comes also this insightful warning in verse 9. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding. Here the psalmist is describing people who are living lives in stubborn resistance and ongoing question and rebellion against the Lord and his word and will. David is describing those who rather live in sin than wholly follow after God. Those who continue unrepentant, unbelieving, uncommitted in God's ways, rather than seek and serve him and love and follow him with all their heart and soul and mind and strength, as God calls for that from us. Oh, David knows from painful experience how we can be so foolish and sinful, giving into temptation and sin and following the world's ways rather than what God's will and word is for our lives. For 10 months at least, David himself had lived in sinful, wicked, and most foolish, rebellious ways. It is an insightful warning here, because even when truly saved, still always in this life our sinful flesh and the evil Satan and this ungodly, pleasure-seeking world can so easily ensnare us and overtake us in one sin or another. But you see now, the Lord warns us here, graciously so, don't be like the horse or mule, so slow to learn. God will teach us and lead us in the way we should go, and he calls us not so to live, that he has to deal firmly and painfully with us to bring us to our senses, to keep us from sin, and earnestly, willingly, and wholeheartedly, and steadfastly to follow him. Think here again of God saying, I will guide you with mine eye. When we are disobedient, we don't like the thought of God's eye upon us, do we? And we refuse to look into the eyes of the Lord. Think here of children with their parents. You know how when a young boy or girl is not behaving at home, then the mom or dad might say, look at me. Look right at mommy's eyes or daddy's eyes. But when you are bad, you don't want to do that. And you try everything not to do it either. Yet your parents, if they are faithful parents, they may insist, look at the eyes of the one who knows what is best for you and loves you and so wants to guide you in a right way, in godly and good ways. But when you are disobedient, you are resistant to look to your parents' eyes. And is this what you are doing maybe in your life right now, younger or older, before God now? Before God, you refuse to be guided with God's eye upon you. Could that be? You won't look into his eyes and be led by him and his word? Isn't that living in sin and disobedience and defiance and yes, as covenant breaker even? You know it's true when you live in sin and you refuse to look in the Lord's eyes. You are being stubborn like a mule. God graciously urges all of us also with this radio message not to go in that direction. Don't be as a stubborn horse or mule before the Lord, who will only teach us in good and wise ways, who wants to lead us in the way that's right and true. Listen here to what God says about many in Israel's covenant history. Psalm 78, verse 8. We read there as parents and children, all too often, they were, as God describes, quote, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Oh, you won't be like that now, will you, dear friends? God forbid. No, but listen now to God's word with this insightful warning. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, without understanding. To drive home how foolish and wrong to be as the horse and mule without understanding, especially before God, let me tell you this story of a farmer who lent his donkey to a neighbor. That neighbor had asked if he might borrow the donkey to tow a wagon into town. Well, the farmer brought the donkey, and he said to his neighbor, all you have to do is speak gently to him and tell him he'll get some hay when he brings you safely back home. The farmer left, and shortly after, the neighbor went to go to town with his wagon behind the donkey, all hooked up and ready to go. The neighbor tried to carry out the instructions of the farmer, but no matter what he said and how gently he spoke and the hay he promised, yet the donkey refused to budge. Finally, the neighbor went back to the neighbor and said, it's not working as you said. The farmer then returned. As the story goes, he returned with the neighbor, taking with him a huge stick, and he promptly hit the donkey hard on the head with that stick. After that, the donkey listened to the gentle comment about the hay. Sorry, the farmer said to the neighbor, I forgot to tell you, you first have to get the donkey's attention. Oh, I ask you, dear friends, just in that little story, what more does God have to do to get your attention, to to listen to His Word. From God's Word, now let us hear the Lord's insightful, urgent warning not to be slow to listen. Don't let this time in your life be a time where you listen less and less to God's Word, but truly listen and listen more and more. How terrible if we won't listen, and if God must give hard knocks to awaken us, you and me, and have us come to our senses. And that too, no one should ever presume upon. For God may just as well leave us to our foolish and stubbornly sinful ways and give us over to ourselves if you and I will not hear His voice even today. Today is the day of salvation, says God's Word in both the Old and New Testament. Harden not your hearts through the deceitfulness of sin. Will you keep this in heart and mind, dear friends, and listen today to God's Word, His holy Word, and yes, each day again, wherever you go and whoever you are with and whatever you think, say, and do, I will guide you with mine eye, says the Lord. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule without understanding. Do you see and hear with me how God means so much good for us now with this Word? He comes to us with most gracious and loving divine counsel for in our brief earthly journey. You will hear His counsel and follow it, won't you, by God's grace? Yes, considering also our third point based on the text, God's noteworthy encouragement. God gives this noteworthy encouragement in His ways in the last two verses of the Psalm, Psalm 32. The encouragement is given both negatively and positively, notice. In verse 10, the Lord says thus, many sorrows shall be to the wicked. Oh, wouldn't David have said this with real passion? As he himself, we know, went through such dark and deep ways on account of his sin and rebellion against the Lord. The way of sin and unbelief is the pathway of grief and shame and trouble and hurt and so much wrong before God and others. The way of sin and unbelief, the way of this world may look so attractive, but you need to look behind the scenes and see underneath the glamour, and you will find so much that speaks of sorrow indeed. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, not life. The path of unbelief leads to despair, not delight. The ungodly way of the world brings hurt, not help. It brings failure and friction, not fruitfulness nor faithfulness. Think of what terrible evils David became capable of and guilty of when refusing to walk in God's ways. How many sorrows came upon David too for his foolish and sinful ways. Oh, God remembered mercy when David was led by the Lord to repent of his sins, and he was freely forgiven. Yet many sad consequences of his sin always remained with him the rest of his lifetime. Sin never pays. It always dismays, and miserably so even. So the Lord, in noteworthy encouragement in his ways under his guidance, in all our ways, states, not only negatively, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but then he adds positively in verse 10b, listen, he that trusts in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. And that word mercy is the Hebrew word chesed, which means God's all-around amazing, blessed, loving kindness and his covenant care and keeping in all our ways, in all our needs. His mercy and loving care and keeping will surround you and uphold you in all your ways, even as you day by day seek and serve the Lord, staying close to him and ever following his holy word. You see, in God's ways is fullness of life for here and now and eternal life to come in endless glory in the new heavens and earth. The psalm ends with this positive note then, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Do you see and hear with me how this is saying God's ways are truly blessed ways? Blessed is the man that trusts in him. We read the same truth declared in Psalm 1, and you find it throughout the Bible, really. Just listen, for example, also to the last verses of Psalm 84. There we read, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee." What noteworthy encouragement God gives us to seek and serve him in all our ways. "I will guide you with my eye." This the triune God says to us and our children. What the whole psalm makes so very clear at the same time is that to live apart from God is death. But 'tis good his face to seek. It is like I read somewhere the saying, quote, "Life without God is like an unsharpened pencil without point." Life without God is like an unsharpened pencil without point. As confessing Christians, we know and testify that is so true. And the call of the message now today is how important that we know this for ourselves and that we live pointing it out to others. The three main points of this sermon gives godly gospel instruction, how to be truly blessed and to be a blessing in our lives, in the present and for the future, and even forevermore. Are you following God's instruction, dear friends? Peter writes in 1 Peter 3, verse 12, quoting from Psalm 34, "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." That is not just a saying, but it is the clear and absolute truth of God's holy word. And what David now, inspired by the Holy Spirit, as a forgiven sinner, tells us in Psalm 32 is this: "Truly nothing can compare to being led and guided by God triune, as revealed in Christ Jesus and his word, and living under his eye in all our ways, from our earliest days till our last." Oh, may this word then serve every day from hence in your and my life as a lamp to our feet and a light upon our path. "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding. Thus saith the Lord." Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T22R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T22R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the Internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.